Storm Lake head coach Rudy Week, our guest in the postgame, 13-6 final score. Your team wins. Five turnovers by Storm Lake. Alta Aurelia, their last four possessions, they turned it over on all four. Coach, you had more energy there in the third quarter. You scored two touchdowns within a 60-second stretch, maybe even less than that. You get the W, 13-6.
You know, that was an ugly win. Talked to him at halftime, and I said, great part about winning ugly is it's still winning, you know. So that definitely didn't go the way that we wanted, but that second quarter really turned us around. Tell you what, Colton Dries came out there and was just smacking people. Then he goes on offense, and he refuses to go down. The offensive line started blocking like they know how to. It was just, you know, that's what we should have seen for four quarters, and it's a bummer we only had, we got to see it for a half of one.
Colton Dries finishes 12 carries, 96 yards, a workhorse. Coach, you had 75 plays that you ran on offense for 292. Alta Aurelia, 30 plays of offense for 63 yards.
Yeah, I mean, we told them at halftime, you know, I said I was more nervous before the game than I was at halftime. At halftime, it was pretty clear to me that they weren't going to move the ball on our defense, and it was pretty clear to me that if we could clean up some of our blocking, that we could move the ball on them. They started to get tired. It should have gone like that the whole game, but we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot. That second half was infuriating. Somehow almost more frustrating than the first half, which was the worst half of football I think I've ever been a part of. It was ugly, and I'm so proud of these guys for winning in such an ugly way.
I have to ask you, you know, we have something we call our Wells Ag Supply of Fonda Play or Player of the Game. I don't know if we've ever given it to a coach, but someone on your staff, tell us about what happened in the second quarter with the inadvertent whistle.
To their credit, and the officials made some mistakes tonight, but to their credit, they knew what the right thing to do was. On an inadvertent whistle, you redo the play. And the referee looked at the other official and he said, listen, we all know the whistle happened, we all saw that ball. So we gotta replay it down. And it's not fair to Alta. It was a bad call, but they did make it right in the end. We all stood around as soon as that whistle blew. There's nothing we could do.
13-6 final score. Coach, appreciate you coming up next week. We're back at home against the Humboldt Wildcats.
Yeah, and they I think that they've got a much improved team this year. I'm looking forward to see what they bring to us.
Cole Wiegert, just any idea?
Yeah, he pinned something in his back. He's going to see the trainers tomorrow. We held him out of there. Man, he makes a difference on that defense. But we're confident that Cole will be back. You hate to see him go down, but he's a tough kid. I'm sure he'll battle back.
Coach, appreciate it. Good luck and next week, and congrats on the win.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, Coach Rudy Week here in the postgame joining us. Storm Lake winners over Alta Aurelia, final score, 13-6.